Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan on this, the 9th day of July in 2020. Always appreciate you guys listening. So much going on in D.C. sports, and a lot of it having to do with the Redskins and their team name, and looks like it's now imminent that it will change and what that could mean for potentially getting a stadium in the nation's capital. So we thought we'd get some insight on that from Eleanor Holmes Norton, who's kind enough to join us right now, a delegate in the U.S. House of Representatives and, of course, a congresswoman in D.C. Congresswoman, thanks so much for the time. Grant and Danny here. How are you doing?
I'm good, and good to be with you.
Thank you so much. So I guess let's just start with the developments of the last week. It seems like for many, many years, there wasn't a whole lot happening on the name change front. There was people that told Dan Snyder they wanted him to change the name. He didn't seem interested in listening. And over the last several days, that's changed dramatically to the point now where it seems like it's going to happen. Your thoughts on what changed and maybe just what you think about that?
I think it's clear what changed. Dan Snyder was dug in to the point of losing money on his team, which isn't doing very well, and on a stadium that he desperately wanted them to play in. But the George Floyd matter has changed everything of the kind. The nation will no longer tolerate racially insulting names. No more for Snyder than for anybody else. We've seen statues come down. We've seen names changed. Snyder understood that he had no future in the nation's capital, where he desperately wants to be, unless he changes the name. And so he is now, as I understand it, contemplating a set of names from which to choose.
Congresswoman, assuming, and this is still to be completed here, the name is changed, something acceptable that we can all get behind. What are the obstacles that would remain for the team coming back to Washington, D.C. and playing their home games in D.C.?
Oh, there are obstacles. There are differences in the council on whether the best use, the highest and best use for that land, which is the most valuable land left in the District of Columbia, and we don't have much land. We can't build high, so land is more important to us than for other jurisdictions. Whether the highest and best use is a team that plays maybe 8 times a season, or whether it should be used for housing and retail. So it's not by any means decided, even if the name is changed. There is still a huge discussion to be had in the Senate, and frankly, lots of disagreement on whether this is the best use for that site. And if that site isn't available, then of course Snyder has to stay where he is or find some other venue.
Congresswoman, would you be an advocate for the team returning to the RFK site
That's a home rule issue. That's a home rule issue that I leave to the district. My job is simply to get the land for the district. That's all. For the decades that I've been in Congress, I have never told the Congress my own opinions. I don't want to sway them one way or the other. They got to do what's best for the district. I do what's best in the Congress.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is with us on Grant and Danny. When's the last time you actually talked to Dan Snyder? Do you guys have any kind of relationship, or do you talk much?
The city talks to Dan Snyder. I don't talk to Dan Snyder, but I'm a three-generation Washingtonian, and that history does not have – that team does not have the best history in the District of Columbia. It was the last team to integrate. It was a segregationist team, a segregationist owner. It was on Georgia Avenue. It moved, then it came back. This is a new Washington. It's got to be a new team and a new Dan Snyder.
Understand that for sure. I mean, respectfully, probably done a lot of great for the city as well. You know, a lot of my best bonds with people who don't look like me. And you look at what the Nationals as an example or the Capitals have done for the community and what sports can do to unify. You know, the Redskins, when they were winning Super Bowls, bringing people together in town. I probably did a lot of great for Washington, D.C., along with some of those issues of the past as well.
Well, make no mistake that the football is the only major sport that is not in the nation's capital. So, yes, you would think that the nation's capital in any sport would want to be here. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a football team. Every major city, a city of any kinds of notoriety, usually has a team. But the city has got to decide, since it really is in a very different position than many cities, because the city can't build high. Therefore, every acre of land, every ground, piece of ground is important. And it's got to make a choice between whether it wants to build housing, for example, with the district having the highest priced housing in the United States, or whether it wants to build a sports stadium. And I'm not into the disagreements or arguments, but I can tell you that there's going to be a fight over that in the council.
Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, kind enough to join us here this morning on Grant and Danny. Congresswoman, I'd love for you to go into the legislation about the tax-exempt status of the NFL. I think it's back in 2014, if I've got my information right, but just sort of holding this league and this team sort of feet to the fire here as an impetus for the change that it seems like we're seeing today.
Well, that's the one area in which I was able to make some ground. I put in a bill to take away the tax-exempt status, and the team withdrew. The NFL voluntarily gave up its tax-exempt status.
Our guest is Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We've been talking about the RFK site, and forgive me if this is a silly question. Is there anywhere else in D.C. where they could build? That's the only place I ever hear talked
about. That is not a silly question. That is not a silly question. That is a very pertinent question. That is the only site left where they could possibly build.
Wow.
Not only is it the appropriate site were they to build, there is no other site. And that's where the point I was trying to make before, that the district is land scarce and it can't build high. So if there is another site, no one has ever pointed out where it is. Maybe there is some site somewhere in Southeast, but I think you would find that would be parkland. So in terms of a site that is owned by the federal government or by the District of Columbia, no one that I know of has suggested that there's an alternative site. And, of course, this site is extraordinarily well-placed. It faces... You drive straight from the Capitol to this site.
Congresswoman, one of the main reasons the name's changing, it would seem, other than some of his investors telling him that they would prefer that he did it, you would think is so Dan Snyder can get back into D.C. I'm curious, would any name change lead to a sign-off? There's some thought that maybe they stick with a Native American theme, you know, that they do something with a logo or a name, whether it's Warriors or something else. I mean, is it still a conversation that has to happen based on the name, or is it name-specific as to whether or not you guys would endorse a move back to the city?
I don't think it's based only on the name, and the name is going to be up to him. I understand he's considering various names. And various names, by the way, are being suggested to him. But as I understand, the name is the first step, and then he still is not home free. Not a touchdown yet.
Congresswoman, what would it mean? I'm a D.C. resident, and I've lived here for many, many years. I went to high school and college in Washington, D.C. I love this city, and I've loved watching it grow. And, you know, we've got our wrinkles, and there's plenty of things that we still need to work on, just like the rest of the country. But it would mean a lot to me as a lifelong fan of this team to have them come back to Washington, D.C. What do you think that would mean if we could somehow get over all the hurdles that you've mentioned to have this franchise back home in Washington?
Well, I think you will find many residents of the city who are still fans of the football team, even with the name. And, of course, there's prestige associated with having a team. From the point of view, I suppose, of the council, where there is still lots of feeling that the land should be used for housing and other amenities, for them it is an economic decision. And for them, the economics of it plays into other uses. That's why it is a city position, a city decision that nobody in the Congress should make for it.
What kind of timeline would we even be looking at, by the way? Let's say in the next few weeks they do change the name. A lot of people are acting like they'll just be playing a year or two from now in that stadium. They're obviously under a lease through 2027. I mean, how would all that even work? What types of things? You've said there are still obstacles. You highlighted a couple of them. What would happen, like, after they change the name? Give us an idea of kind of the blueprint of moving forward to try to get back into D.C.
Well, I'm not sure I can lay it out precisely, but I can tell you that there will be a huge – there will be some distance to go. I would think you could get there within the next 6 months. But the council is going to have to decide the threshold question. You can change the name all you want to, but you've got to decide what – use will be made of the land. So the next step will be I will now try, and because there is a Democratic House, I think I ought to be able to get the land, my bill to transfer the land to the District of Columbia. I think I ought to be able to get that passed. I can't guarantee that that could happen before the end of the year because the only bills that are passing the Congress are priority bills. I'm here at home teleworking because we're not even meeting unless absolutely necessary. I have been able to get my D.C. statehood bill, which is a priority for the Congress. But priorities for Congress in the middle of a pandemic tend to be appropriation bills and other bills that the country must have on an annual basis, not bills like my bill for the football stadium. Now, mind you, I'm going to try to get that bill done, but I can't guarantee that it'll be done this session. So there'll be some holdup in the Congress, but the district could use that time to make its own decision about how it wants to use the land, which is by no means a foregone conclusion.
Congresswoman, please forgive my ignorance on this, but you mentioned D.C. statehood. If that goes through all the way and D.C. becomes a state, how would that complicate or facilitate this conversation about the Redskins coming?
It really wouldn't because it would remain an issue for the District of Columbia and really not a statehood issue. It is that bill has already passed the House. There's likelihood that the Senate will change and become Democratic, and even that the presidency will change. But to get a statehood bill takes more time than to get a football bill through or land change bill through.
You said you think you'd be able to get the land given back to the district. What's the fight there? What's the argument against giving it back to the district that you'd be battling against?
Well, now that's an interesting question. I've not heard of political differences between Republicans and Democrats in the Congress. And I would imagine that if Snyder is on board, I would be able to get my bill through to allow the district to buy the land. That's all my bill would do. District would have to buy the land from the federal government.
And Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton is with us. Do you think Dan Snyder has changed his mind on the name, or do you think he's being forced to change the name?
He is. He made a decision that, though I am not a business person, I must disagree with. He decided that the trademark interest in his name was more important than the team itself. I don't think he changed. I think he was forced to change by the climate that is forcing all racial slurs to and other indications of racial discrimination or racist heritage to disappear, or change will be moved to museums.
Congresswoman, thank you so much for the time this morning and all your years of service advocating for the district, my home. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Eleanor Holmes Norton with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. She has been a U.S. House of Representatives member and a congresswoman dating back to her time when she assumed office in January of 1991. Great to have her on the program. If you want to react to anything you just heard, 800-636-1067 is the number. A couple of things I want to talk with you about, Danny, next, including just because the name changes doesn't necessarily mean RFK is definitively going to happen. We could discuss that on G&D next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.